This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, apologized Sunday as hundreds of thousands of black-clad protesters maintained calls for her to resign over handling of a bill that would have allowed people to be sent to mainland China for trial. Reuters' Francesca Lina reports.
Lam's proposed bill would allow the extradition of people in Hong Kong, both locals and foreigners, to stand trial on charges in China. It has angered many in the city, concerned it could threaten the rule of law that underpins Hong Kong's status as an international financial hub. But Lam's decision to delay the bill did little to quell public unrest.
This is a very saddening time, but it's good that we can see people getting united and then they all stand together as one.
Protests reached a peak of violence on Wednesday when demonstrators were met with tear gas and rubber bullets from Hong Kong police. More than 70 people were injured, prompting demonstrators on Sunday to make banners like these, asking police not to shoot.
That is Reuters' Francesca Lina reporting. Sudan's ex-president Omar al-Bashir charged with corruption-related offenses on Sunday.
On Sunday, Omar al-Bashir was driven to a prosecutor's office in Khartoum, surrounded by security. The long-standing ex-leader has been in prison since April 11th. After the military overthrew him following 16 weeks of protests against his three-decade rule. The military council since set up a transitional council and began talks with an alliance of protest and opposition groups. However, discussions over who would lead a three-year transition of power have stalled. That after security forces crushed a protest on June 3rd, which left more than 100 people dead.
That's Reuters' Pascal Davies. This is VOA News. An admission from Boeing's CEO regarding the 737 MAX 8 jets, which were involved in two deadly crashes. Dennis Muilenburg said Boeing is undergoing a period of humility and made a mistake in not thoroughly informing airlines, pilots, and regulators about a faulty warning light on the grounded 737 MAX 8 jets. Investigators believe that the cockpit warning light tied to the anti-stall system played a part in the two deadly 737 MAX crashes, one last year off Indonesia, another in Ethiopia in March, killing 356 people. Muilenburg promised the company will be more transparent and will take time to win back the confidence of airlines and the public as it works to get the MAX flying again. A Saudi teenager who had been facing a possible death penalty for taking part in Shiite-led protest as a child will not be executed. Murtaza Kurasis, who was 13 when he was arrested in 2014, will instead spend time in prison. A Saudi court on Sunday sentenced him to 12 years in prison, which includes time served and the last 4 years on probation. That means he could be released by 2022. The United States says it will guarantee freedom of navigation for shipping through the Strait of Hormuz through diplomatic talks or military intervention, contending again that it was unmistakable that Iran launched last week's attacks on two tankers sailing through the narrow passage. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke on Fox News.
This is an international challenge. This is important to the entire globe. The United States is going to make sure that we do take all the actions necessary, diplomatic and otherwise, that achieve that outcome.
Top U.S. diplomat said that the United States does not want war with Tehran, but it will ensure passage through choke point links that Persian Gulf and the Gulf of Oman. Summer camp is the newest front in the battle when it comes to measles outbreaks. AP correspondent Julie Walker.
Vaccinations are being mandated for campers and staff in several counties north of New York City that fill up with kids from the Orthodox Jewish communities hardest hit by measles. Rabbi Hanak Heck of Ulster County's Camp Emuna says he's complying and has spoken to others who are doing the same.
We plan on complying 100% with the health department and with the mandate of making sure all staff and campers are vaccinated.
The rabbi says he's already lost one worker who refused to get vaccinated. There have been more than 1,000 measles cases reported this year in the U.S. Julie Walker, New York.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.